So what the question was about is how the Juno mission got its name. And so the idea being that Jupiter was quite good at getting up to mischief, and what he would actually do was put a veil of clouds around himself so that his wife Juno wouldn't be able to see the mischief that he was getting up to. Well, it turns out Juno was a god as well, and so Juno was the one person that had the ability to actually peer away and see through the clouds and see what Jupiter was getting up to. And so I think that it was really lovely that then that's where they decided to name the mission Juno, because that's exactly what the Juno spacecraft is going to be doing, peering away those clouds and seeing what's going on. Another little tidbit as well that I wasn't able to add in, the mission scientists actually worked with Lego, and they produced three little Lego figures, one of the god Jupiter, one of the goddess Juno, and one of Galileo, in tribute to Galileo first identifying Jupiter as a planet, and then also to the Galileo spacecraft as well. And so those little Lego models are made of aluminium, I believe, so that they can endure the rigours of space and the launch, are actually flying on the spacecraft as well.